Well, Clicker, that was, in hindsight, much better than winning at Newport County away, wasn't it? The scenes on the pitch at the end, incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we wanted to do. I mean, obviously, last home game of the season, get a point to go up, and obviously we got three in front of his home crowd, and it was a massive crowd on again today, so yeah, I think it was a perfect way to finish, yeah.
Club record crowd, there's not been one bigger than that. They've all enjoyed it. Did you come into this feeling any nerves, or did you feel like you were going to get the job done today?
Not really. I think we've been a bit nervous the last few weeks. I don't know why, because obviously we've been promoted, so I just think it were just we knew it was going to be a tough game and a scrappy game, so we just had to defend well, and obviously if you get any chances, stick them away. So luckily the first one went in, so I mean it's calmed us down a little bit, and then but I mean it went, I don't think it was a great game to watch because they play long ball. And
if anything sums up the battle in League 2, it's playing Lincoln, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean we've watched the videos and we knew how they were going to play. They had a great result against Coventry Tuesday, I think it was, so we knew it was always going to be a tough game, but we've got a lot of players in our squad who work hard for each other, so we know what we're going to get, and then obviously it's about taking his chances and winning games and stuff, so luckily today we've got the 3 points.
It'll be your name that goes down in the history books as scoring the winning goal on the day that you did it. You don't even remember it though, do you?
I just remember getting a touch, and then next thing you know everyone was running off celebrating, so I'm claiming it, and I've heard Sky Sports gave me, so yeah, I'll take it.
Credited to you, so you'll take that. You'll be targeting double figures, won't you? Now you're on 9.
Yeah, 9 goals now. One more game to go, so yeah, fingers crossed. We'll see.
What is it about this group of players? We've discussed it with so many people after the promotion, but today is just that extra level. What has made this group above and beyond the rest of the division?
I just think the way we work for each other. I mean, you could see today everyone was throwing the body on the line, and I mean, come January time, we didn't know where the next win was going to come from. We lost, I think it was 5 on the bounce, and we just had a meeting and we sat down and we just says, look, let's go back to basics, let's work hard for each other again. And I think it was a Grimsby game. We just worked hard, and obviously the chances came from that. So, but I mean, when you're winning games every week and everyone gets confidence, I mean, it's love. You can't wait for the next game. And obviously the run we've been on. Going past Luton, I think they were 17 points clear of us. It just shows you how many games we've won and how well we've done, really.
You've got a League 2 winner's medal round your neck and a pint of lager in your hand. I can believe one of those. I could have believed one of those, but the winner's medal, in your wildest dreams, could you have imagined having that round your neck?
No, I mean, when we got the medal and the trophies after the game, I was just staring at it. I was thinking, what a feeling. Like, I mean, I've come second before, and don't get me wrong, it's a good feeling getting promotion, but knowing you've been the best team in the league for how many games and how many months for the season, it's so physically draining and mentally draining. I mean, it's just, yeah, just the best feeling in the world. I can't describe it.